Autobiography of Amos Penabana. Memories of the New Kingdom, Volume 1. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2023. Foreword. The New Kingdom era of Egyptian history emerged from the darkness of the Second Intermediate Period, when the Theban dynasty drove the Hyksos out of Egypt and went on to conquer Canaan and Nubia. The fall of the Hyksos dynasty appears to have been largely as a result of the Minoan eruption in Greece, which darkened the sky of Egypt and blanketed northern Egypt in up to 2 meters of ash. The Tempest Stellae from Karnak described the effects of the storm reaching all the way to southern Egypt during the era of Amos I, the pharaoh that ultimately drove the Hyksos from Egypt. The sections of the Tempest Stellae which relate the effects of the eruption are damaged. However, the lines that survive read,
"The gods express their discontent. The gods of the sky come with a tempest, and it darkened the west. The sky was unleashed without damaged text. More than the roar of the crowd, damaged text was powerful, damaged text on the highlands more than the waterfall at the cataract of Elephantine. Each house, damaged text, each shelter that they reached, damaged text, were floating in the water like the barks of papyrus by the royal residence for damaged text, days damaged text, with no one able to light the torch anywhere." Then His Majesty said, "This surpasses even the power of the great God and the wills of the divinities." His Majesty descended in his boat, with his council following. The east and the west were silent, as they were naked, damaged text, after the power of the God was manifested. Then His Majesty arrived in Thebes, damaged text, this statue, and it received what it had desired. His Majesty set about to strengthen Egypt and stop the rain around him, and he provided them with silver, gold, copper, oil, clothing, and with all the products they desired, after which His Majesty returned to the palace, life, health, strength. Then His Majesty was informed that the tombs had been flooded, that the sepulchral chambers had been damaged, that the structures of funerary enclosures had been undermined, that the pyramids had collapsed, and all that existed had been annihilated. His Majesty then ordered the repair of the shrines which had collapsed all over the country, and the restoration of the."
This period of destruction was shortly before Amos I launched his successful invasion of northern Egypt and captured the Hyksos capital of Avaris. The reference to the collapse of the pyramids is likely when the adobe pyramids of the Middle Kingdom collapsed, as the only thing that would normally cause adobe to collapse is intense rain. The adobe pyramids of the Kushite Empire are still standing after 3,000 years, however, are in the desert. The autobiography of Amos Penabana covers many of the early battles that forged the Egyptian New Kingdom, including the Battle of Avaris and the subsequent Battle of Sharruan a few years later, which resulted in Egypt taking control over the entire former Hyksos dominion. Amos Penabana is often described as an Egyptian admiral, however, his career in the Egyptian navy encompassed decades under the service of a series of pharaohs, including Amos I, Amenhotep I, and Thutmose I, spanning more than 50 years from the 1570s to the 1520s BCE. This dating is calibrated based on the carbon dating of King Amos I's remains, which are dated to circa 1557 BCE. As he described himself as a youth at the Battle of Avaris, where he served as his father's replacement in the fleet, it is likely that he did not retire until he was over 60. He listed extensive campaigns throughout